Lord, thanks for this Shabbat. Thanks for the rain and for shelter. And we ask that you would be with us now and fill our minds with your Spirit. Fill all of us with your Spirit and let us know you more. And show us things from your word as we look at it this morning and discuss it. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
So we've been looking at John. Last week we talked about the Lamb of God. He takes away / forgives / lifts the sins of the world. And we talked about connections to Genesis 22 and God's provision. A lamb is mentioned there, but later it's only a ram in the thicket. But there's mention of a lamb and the idea of God providing when you need it. God's provision for salvation. And then we talked about Exodus 12 and the Passover lamb, which of course in John is alluded to quite extensively throughout the gospel. And then last week we also mentioned the connection to Isaiah 53, because you have some lamb metaphors there, and you have someone who forgives sins. And so when you put those all together, maybe we have something close to what we find in 1 John, I think it's verse 29, and then again in verse 34, I think. So John, of course, has crafted his gospel for us. It's not a strict chronology. We get at the end of his book that, you know, you could say all kinds of things about Jesus, but he has chosen. What has he chosen to tell us?
Things that he thinks will help us believe.
You're right. And how many things are those?
He
does, but he says let's modify the things or specify the things. He says signs.
Yeah.
He's going to tell you about 7 signs.
I'm the bread. I'm the light. I'm the way. I'm those things.
Well, John doesn't call those statements signs necessarily. He'll tell you when he says it's a sign.
He doesn't have to say 7.
Oh, okay.
But yeah.
He does say signs. Well,
because it's debated about what they are.
There's right. Like there's always got to be a debate.
Yeah.
My little Bible, what is this anyway? English Standard Version. Right before chapter 21. So chapter 20, verse 30 says, "Now Jesus did many other signs in the presence of the disciples, which are not written in this book. But these are written so that you may believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that by believing you may have life in his name." So,
healing signs, healings. Mm-hmm. That Jesus says, you believe this, and you see it right? Because you see the miracle.
Okay.
Well, and in chapter 2, verse 11, this the first of his miraculous signs that Jesus performed at Cana in Galilee.
Exactly.
Thus revealed his glory.
In chapter 2, that's exactly what we're going to be looking at.
Yeah.
So I want to keep this in our mind as we read that now, that these are specific signs that that John has chosen about Jesus, because he thinks if we hear these signs, we'll have enough to put together that Jesus is the Messiah and the Son of God, and that we can believe in him because of these signs. So we know from the get-go that John is kind of an artist, a literary artist, because he's got to go through all of Jesus' life, all his miracles, everything, and knowing his scriptures in Hebrew, and he wants to put something together, kind of a concise version, that will help you believe. And so this is what he's chosen. And we've worked through the whole prologue. I mean, you could probably do 4 weeks of Bible study just on chapter 1. which he could probably do more, you know, he could probably do a whole course. But he's put this prologue in the front. We've already pointed out some keys. And now we're about to get that first sign of his. In between where we left off and the wedding, we do have some calling of the disciples. Okay, maybe I'll just read for you a chunk to start us off, and then I'm going to get some of you to read too. I'm going to go back to the Lamb of God, just to read straight through without discussing. So I'm going to start from verse 29 and read to the end of the chapter, of chapter 1, John 1:29. The next day he saw Jesus coming toward him and said, "Behold, the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. This is he of whom I said, 'After me comes a man who ranks before me,' because he was before me. I myself did not know him, but for this purpose I came baptizing with water, that he might be revealed to Israel. And John bore witness, 'I saw the Spirit descend from heaven like a dove, and it remained on him.' I myself did not know him, but he who sent me to baptize with water said to me, 'He on whom you see the Spirit descend and remain, this is he who baptizes with the Holy Spirit. And I have seen and have borne witness that this is the Son of God.'" The next day again, John was standing with two of his disciples, and he looked at Jesus and as he walked by and said, "Behold, the Lamb of God." The two disciples heard him say this, and they followed Jesus. Jesus turned and saw them following and said to them, "What are you seeking?" And they said to him, "Rabbi," which means teacher, "where are you staying?" He said to them, "Come, you will see." So they came and saw where he was staying, and they stayed with him that day, for it was about the 10th hour. One of the two who heard John speak and followed Jesus was Andrew, Simon Peter's brother. He first found his own brother Simon and said to him, "We found the Messiah," which means Christ. He brought him to Jesus. Jesus looked at him and said, "So you are Simon the son of John. You shall be called Kephas." Kepha, you know, means big rock, which means Peter. Petros is a name derived from Petra, meaning rock in Greek. Kepha is in Aramaic. Okay, I said no commentary. The next day, Jesus decided to go to Galilee. He found Philip and said to him, "Follow me." Now Philip was from Bethsaida, the city of Andrew and Peter. Philip found Nathanael and said to him, "We have found him of whom Moses in the law and also the prophets wrote, Jesus of Nazareth, the son of Joseph." Nathan said to him, "Can anything good come out of Nazareth?" Philip said to him, "Come and see." Jesus saw Nathanael coming toward him and said of him, "Behold, an Israelite indeed, in whom there is no deceit." Nathanael said to him, "How do you know me?" Jesus answered him, "Before Philip called you, when you were under the fig tree, I saw you." Nathanael answered him, "Rabbi, you are the Son of God. You are the King of Israel." Jesus answered him, "Because I said to you, 'I saw you under the fig tree,' do you believe? You will see greater things than these." And he said to him, "Truly, truly, I say to you, you will see heaven opened and the angels of God ascending and descending on the Son of Man." We talked about that last verse in probably a couple months ago in a Bible study, which, of course, what's he referring to?
Jacob.
Angels?
Jacob.
Jacob's dream, where you have the ladder and angels of God ascending and descending. Okay, so you could almost say that Nathanael got a little personal sign, but John doesn't call that one a sign. It certainly does lead Nathanael to believe, though. So what just happened in this text? Jesus has got some disciples. How many disciples did he have here?
Four.
I have five.
Peter.
I have five, but it depends how you define them. Because the first two, he says two of John's left to follow Jesus, and one of those is Andrew. So who's the other one? We don't know. Could it be John? Could it be someone else? I don't know. So we got Andrew, no name.
James and John are pretty early in the other Gospels.
Right.
They're right there at the same time.
And then Andrew gets his brother, Peter,